Delling Poll, Bojo Doesn't Really Believe in the Green Crap. By James Delling Poll on October 22, 2021. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson spouts green crap on a daily basis to promote the upcoming 26 Colombian pesos debacle, but I don't think he believes a word of it. As Exhibit AI present his extraordinary comic turn the other day at an event held in London's Science Museum to woo key members of the eco-fascist globalist cabal, including Bill Gates and the head of Satan's favorite investment institution, Larry Fink of BlackRock. Johnson, as is his wont, capered like a buffoon before his audience of sinister plutocrats. But does his grandiloquent piffle sound to you remotely like the words of a man who buys into this nonsense? I'm thinking, for example, of his childish mantra. Green is good, green is right, green works. This reads to me not like a statement of objective truth, but rather like a skeptical child desperately trying to force himself to believe in fairies because otherwise, Tinker Bell will die. Or maybe a better analogy would be a POW in the Korean War telling his Chinese captors what they want to hear because otherwise he'll be put back in the punishment hole. Sure, Bojo is the spawn of an exceedingly dodgy, priapic, green Kool-Aid drinking Rockefeller Institute Malthusian brute called Stanley. But I don't think ecobolics comes nearly as naturally to him as to his terrible, faux likable dad, not least because we have reams of written evidence to the contrary. The Boris Johnson of old frequently wrote articles extremely skeptical of the environmental movement and its methods. One of the most prescient was the one he penned in 2012 warning of exactly the kind of miseries to which green policies inevitably lead. We have pensioners battling fuel poverty. We have energy firms jacking up their prices. We have real worries about security of energy supply. He recognized that bat-chomping, bird-slicing eco-crucifixes weren't the answer. The hills and dales of Britain are being forested with white satanic mills. And yet the total contribution of wind power is still only about 0.4% of Britain's needs. Wave power, solar power, biomass, their collective oomph wouldn't pull the skin off a rice pudding. We are prevented from putting in a new system of coal-fired power stations, since that would breach our commitments under Kyoto. We are therefore increasingly and humiliatingly dependent on Vladimir Putin's gas or on the atomic power of the French state. His sensible solution was to frack, baby, frack. And then in the region of Blackpool, as if by a miracle, we may have found the solution. The extraction of shale gas by hydraulic fracture, or fracking, seems an answer to the nation's prayers. There is loads of the stuff, apparently, about 1.3 trillion barrels. And if we could get it out, we could power our toasters and dishwashers for the foreseeable future. By offering the hope of cheap electricity, fracking would make Britain once again competitive in sectors of industry. Bauxite smelting springs to mind, where we have lost hope. The extraction process alone would generate tens of thousands of jobs in parts of the country that desperately need them. And above all, the burning of gas to generate electricity is much, much cleaner, and produces less CO2, than burning coal. What, as they say, is not to like? The facts have not changed since he wrote those words. Indeed, his case has only become more compelling. Bojo may be a devious prat, but he is no fool. Hence his current difficulties in arguing the contrary. Sure, he knows, like the Korean War prisoner, that he has to obey his captors. But there's still just enough spirit in that worn-out husk of the man he used to be to express his defiance by taking the piss. Johnson has a gift for dressing up sloppy, wrong-headed conceits in extravagantly obfuscatory language. Turd polishing, as it's known. Here he is advancing the ludicrous, but climate-industrial complex endorsed notion that because Britain is the cradle of the Industrial Revolution, it is now honor-bound to punish itself for all the damage supposedly done by all that extra carbon dioxide it produced. This was the first nation to industrialize, to send the plumes of smoke from the Midlands. We were the first to knit the deadly tea cozy of CO2 that is now driving climate change. We are being gaslighted and played by forces way above the level of the UK government. The climate industrial complex is rich, powerful and global. Johnson wouldn't be able to resist its blandishments even if he wanted to, so instead, he plays along. As a measure of how thorough and well-coordinated the Net Zero Blitzkrieg is at almost every level, just consider the recent announcement by Iron Bridge Gorge that instead of celebrating its role as the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution, it is going to engage in the equivalent of one of those struggle sessions so popular during Mao's Cultural Revolution. Iron Bridge was the Silicon Valley of its day and made Britain the leading economic power of its age, said Nick Rawls, of the Iron Bridge Gorge Museum Trust. The other side of that same coin is that the iron smelting experiments happening in the gorge really signaled the beginning of pollution. It was those early beginnings that lead to pollution that's still happening today. The museums are updating their displays to include descriptions of how the innovations pioneered in the area led not only to the modern economy but to climate change. That includes considering making use of the phrase birthplace of climate change. It's an evocative phrase to use and one which we're thinking through carefully, he said, but, if we use that phrase, we need to follow it up with action. The museums will also look to incorporate the legacy of the COP26 climate summit into their exhibits. Eh? Who asked for this green virtue signaling? Not the punters, certainly. Not the electorate, as they prepare to be forced to reduce their meat intake, give up their petrol cars, replace their working boilers with expensive ones that barely keep you warm in winter, and so forth. Boris Johnson knows all this. But he has to pretend otherwise, partly because the powers that be of the globalist cabal demand it, and partly because his uber-green missus might otherwise stage some kind of Lysistratus X strike and deny him his nookie. I'm not saying any of this to excuse his behavior. If anything, the fact that he knows he is doing the wrong thing just makes his cowardice and his abnegation of his responsibilities to the electorate more culpable. No. The reason I'm saying it is to stop anyone deluding themselves that if only a few more well-honed articles like this one are published to warn the government that its green policies will be a disaster, then maybe the Johnson administration will change tack. It won't. He already knows.